Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast here, and this is a reaction to the 6-1 demolition of Hibs today at home in the Premiership. 55, the Scottish Cup, the League Cup, the Europa League and the World Cup, were winning it all. I'm telling you that right now. Obviously, I jest in that, but that was outstanding from Rangers today. It really was. From minute one, we were relentless. We absolutely dominated the game. We gave Hibs a wee sniff towards the end of the first half where they pulled the goal back, but and then maybe the first 10 minutes before they got a man sent off for the second half. But other than that, we were absolutely relentless. And obviously, we got a flurry of goals towards the end of the game there, because their arse was hanging out of them. We were outstanding, and that shows character in our team as well, considering we allowed them to come back into it, but we stood up and we showed character like we did against Midtjylland on Thursday there, and we, you know, went on and got the important victory as well. And it's the football we're playing just now is an absolute joy to watch, and it's really good to see, obviously. So into the first half, it didn't take us long to get going, to be honest. We were straight away right out the traps. We were dominating the midfield area. We were going for it. We were looking dangerous in front of goal. And then we got our goal in the 8th minute with Jermaine Defoe getting the first goal, his first goal of the day. It was good play, resulting in Ojo having a blistering shot from 25 yards. Keeper makes a great one-handed save, but could only parry it into the path of Defoe, who was in the box, unmarked. He had managed to beat the offside trap, and he hits the ball home. Brilliant goal, great awareness from a deadly striker, and that's what he was brought to do, being deadly like that. And only 6 minutes later, he popped up and scored his second of the game. It was a move of absolute beauty, starting at the back, quickly worked up the park. Jones feeds a lovely ball into the box, onto the right to Ojo, who cuts it back into the box for Defoe to knock it into the back of the net. Jones, to this point and throughout the rest of the game, had an outstanding game again. If he had a great game against Midtjylland on Thursday, this was an even better game, I felt, because he's just really coming onto a game now. And It's a great thing, obviously, with the signing of Barker, ultimately a direct replacement for him, so he needs to show how good he can be. And, you know, this having two very qualified players for each position is certainly working out, it seems, because we are getting outstanding performances from the players. And, you know, again, from Jones today was a highlight of that. We just kept on plugging on in the first half, absolutely outstanding play, as good a first half as we'd seen. And we were looking dangerous every single time we went forward. We were having shots and we were looking for different plays, which was really refreshing to see. And for a change, we were making the keeper work, which was the main thing. And the keeper throughout the whole game kept it respectable. It should have been about maybe 8-9 into double figures, and that's no joke with the amount of saves the keeper had to pull off, and great saves as well. Certainly in the first half, not shy of controversy as well, with referee beating, you know, making an arse of himself again. Early doors, he was showing yellow cards. Now, the two yellow cards early on that Hibs got were fully justified. They were crunching challenges, yet he gave our guys two yellow cards. Yeah, they were fouls, but they weren't reckless. They were just, you know, normal match fouls. And that kind of set a precedent. I felt he lost the game from that. And then there was another moment where we probably should have had a penalty, with Jones was fouled right on the line of the box, which, you know, if it's on the line, it's classed as in the box enough in a penalty. So I don't understand what the referee was doing there, but, you know, as usual, they're shite referees in this country. But then we did, as I said, we let Hibs back into it just in the 39th minute. It was a long ball on the deck through our midfield, right through the defence. We were really caught watching the ball, I think. Hibs attacker nips in, gets the ball, takes a touch and puts it by McGregor. Really sloppy. It was a great pass, mind you, but it was still quite sloppy. Hints of offside, possibly. Not seen a replay back, but it was quite an advanced position when he did receive the ball. So, you know, we'll see what we need to see about that one. But anyway, into the second half, again, well, you know, Hibs maybe picked up a wee bit from where they left off. They were in the ascendancy towards the end of the half after they got the goal. They largely kind of, it was more of a midfield game, but pretty even. They maybe had slightly of the better of the play. They obviously had to go chasing the game, being a goal down. But disaster for them on the 54th minute when their player got a second yellow card for a handball just on the edge of the box. Again, could have argued it was a penalty. It might have been just slightly inside or on the line, but the guy was sent off nonetheless anyway for his second yellow card offence. And from that moment on, there was just only one team in it. We just pounded them. That's the only way I can really describe it. We're absolutely relentless. We just hammered them at every single occasion. We were first to every single ball. Again, their keeper pulled off a number of very important saves. Proper goal scoring shots he was saving there, and kept it respectable. But then we went on, and you know, it was obviously still a wee bit nervy given our history, only being one goal up. But all our fears were allayed on 74th minute when Defoe got his hat-trick. It was a lot of possession. Davis collects the ball from 25 yards. Outstanding drive and run into the box from him with the ball. Puts in a lovely dink cross to the back post, which the ball seemed to hang in the air just enough for Defoe to head the ball into the back of the net and pick up the match ball as well. And that was the last you've seen of Defoe from that point, because straight after that, straight before kickoff, Defoe came off and Morelos came on, and Jones came off as well, and Stewart came on. And straight away, Morelos got a goal. Outstanding charge and run from Morelos down the right-hand side from probably about 30 yards, I think. It was, you know, a lot of attention, but he managed to shrug that off, got the ball into the box, and hits a powerful shot under the keeper at the near post. Brilliant, brilliant goal from Morelos. And then he scored his second of the game on the 89th minute. It was a good move with Stewart getting the ball on the right hand side, passing it to Morelos on the edge of the box, takes it forward and shoots it past the keeper. And there was still enough time. Could he have got his hat trick and also picked up a match ball? No, but Ojo managed to score on the 92nd minute, and that turned out to be the last kick of the game, where the ball was on the right, it was worked into the centre, the ball wasn't cleared by the defence, falls to Ojo on the left side of the box, has to take his time, turns and shoots. May have taken a slight deflection, but it went into the back of the net anyway, and we rounded up the game at 6-1. Absolute pumping. That's all you can really say about that. Brilliant to see. As I said, the character of the team today showed through when potentially it could have went either way for the first 10 minutes of that second half, but we showed what we are made of, and this is really, really impressive stuff to see. Leads us on nicely to the game against Midtjylland in the second leg here. Hopefully should be just a formality, but quick goal and the game is literally over. So Dave and I will be back recording a podcast on Wednesday, so hopefully that will be out either on the early hours of Thursday morning. If not, it'll be before the game, so something to listen to before you go to the game. If you want to check out all of our stuff on our social media pages, go to our website, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and you can find our whole gambit of social media like Twitter, Facebook, Spotify, YouTube, etc. So all that's left to say is thanks for listening and goodbye.